Hey, I'm Paris Patel, and you're watching Life Minute TV.
Actor Paris Patel joined us in the Life Minute studios this month. The star plays Matthew, a man on the spectrum, in the hit streaming show The Chosen, a groundbreaking historical drama based on the life of Jesus, seen through the eyes of those who knew him. In honor of Autism Awareness Month this month, he joined forces with Autism Speaks, the organization that helps people with autism reach their full potential. This is a Life Minute with Paris Patel.
I just got back from Brazil, embarking on this global Chosen tour. We are premiering globally now, our newest season, season 4. And now I'm in New York, spreading awareness, being an ambassador for Autism Awareness Month, showcasing inclusion as well as feeling seen and accepted and showing a community that they have a place, which is what The Chosen's done through my character as Matthew.
When you realize that nobody else in the world cares what happens to you, you think only about yourself.
So on The Chosen, Matthew, through creative artistic licensing from our showrunner and creator, Dallas Jenkins, Matthew's seen as someone who's on the autism spectrum. But I feel like there's a piece of Matthew in all of us. I think we can all relate to him in terms of how his journey has on our show. He's seen as someone that's kind of outright rejected from society, ostracized, not included, and he doesn't know his own worth. And our show is kind of showing what it means when you find someone that believes in you, sees something in you. I like to call it an activation. From that, it was like one seed was planted in him, and he's grown leaps and bounds as the seasons progress in confidence, finding his own self and leadership in many ways. So he's a character that a lot of people are resonating with and relating to around the world.
How can you not have a relationship with your own father?
I didn't choose this district.
You chose this job. The Romans never forced you into it.
He says he has no son.
I was just grateful to have someone like our showrunner, Dallas Jenkins, who through creative conversations and just kind of listening to him and discussing story and seeing where we want to take Matthew and show his true self, his authentic voice, that was very instrumental for me to get into the voice and body of the character. But also on my own, I researched, I tried to, kind of consume myself in as much information as I can, because I wanted to portray the autism community with the utmost respect and honor and just be my most authentic self, because I see myself as an ambassador and just wanting to show the world the light of these individuals in that they deserve to be seen and respected and understood, and just to kind of just simply show that they have a place in this world. Through Matthew's journey, you can see that. And you can see how he kind of implements himself into the disciples and the society in a way and really find his strength.
I may yet have need of your keen powers of observation, Matthew.
It's interesting, because I don't think a lot of us have thought about how his book is so detailed, and he comes from a financial background. So, all those things are very plausible to help kind of elevate who he was, but also show that it's very likely he could have been high functioning.
Why did you wake me up and not the others?
I've been forming fragments of teaching in my mind for some months now, and I'm ready to organize them.
When we first started the show, we only had funding to finish the first 4 episodes. So we were not sure if we were going to finish the entire season. So from the beginnings, the show has been kind of this humble's beginnings type, however you want to phrase it. But just to be where we are now, releasing globally, I just got back from Brazil and in other countries, and seeing the impact that, not only my character, but the rest of my castmates' work has done and really changed lives and given people a voice, but also hope, has been life-changing for me because as an actor, sometimes you don't know the impact you're having until you see it. And for me, it's just been a little more personal on a level that I've kind of found my purpose in that I love to act, but also I am inspiring people. I'm giving people a voice and validation. And it's just really important to me to have people feel like they're included and seen. The lighthearted moments are the ones that are more memorable. We just finished releasing season 4. I'm about to start season 5 next week. So we're towards the end of the journey. So a lot of moments that I'm remembering are getting sadder because I know this time will end. But the moments that always make me laugh are when we're together as a cast, because we're so close. We're like a family. And it's usually when we are filming late at night at 3 a.m. delirium hits and we just, someone loses a line and we just all giggle and just, it's infectious laughter. And it's just, those are memories that I love to have because I like to have fun because you really see our heart in it. But also you kind of see the camaraderie between us, and that's kind of our little magic sauce because we're so close. In season one, the first seed of change that kind of got into Matthew was when he was witnessing the miracle of the fish. And he is just, you can see him calculating in his brain of how did all these fish appear? And all he says is, it's impossible. But you can see that his heart knows it's possible. So that's a line I always remember. It's like one of my first moments that really kind of unlocked Matthew's heart and kind of started the journey that's to come with him. Because we've seen the low lows and the high highs, I think, you know, this was just all part of the plan. And for me, I'm just really humbled and grateful to be a part of it. As someone that's grown up not really seeing representation of myself on mainstream media, to be on a cast that's so diverse and just really resonating with so many around the world, but also impacting people and changing their lives, it's just been, you know, it's one of those things where I hope lightning strikes twice because I don't know if I'll ever get a chance like this. So I'm just trying to enjoy it while I can. And I just feel like I'm just honored to be a part of it, truly. Since five, I was in a play in kindergarten and I was the host of the play. And all I had to say was, so let's get on with the show. And I was a clown, by the way, so I'm in a clown. And I think from that moment, I just fell in love with being on the stage and just hearing laughter and just hearing energy. And I know five is such a young age, but I just ever since then, I just had this, I was drawn to the stage. But, you know, there were certain things in life where I kind of deflected from truly going into becoming an actor. And I think it was a feeling that I just couldn't let go of. So once I graduated college with the finance background, I was like, you know what, maybe this isn't for me. I'm going to try acting and kind of just put my heart and soul into it. I love to spend time with my friends and family, especially now when I'm so busy. I value those times, and just connecting with my loved ones really refuels me when I go back into filming and things like that. And I'm just so close to my family, and they mean the world to me. And I know they're so proud of what's happened with The Chosen and the impact it's been having. And I'm just grateful to have that support. But I also like to cook. I also love, you know, I grew up by the beach, so I love being near water or, you know, hiking and things like that. So just kind of regular stuff. Whenever I have time, I like to allocate it to doing something that kind of refuels me so I can kind of pay it back in my work. I'm very goal-oriented, like my character Matthew. So I try to get the 10,000 steps a day. I've got a dog, so I like to take her on walks and kind of spend time with her as much as I can and things like that. But it's so important to have me time. I think a lot of us are on the go all the time and don't realize that. And I think burnout is such a, it's a thing in my opinion. So just any time you can take to really just center yourself helps you kind of be present for others. You know, I'm so lucky we have an amazing hair and makeup team that makes me look like this because I don't wake up like this, but I do hydrate. Drink your water, people. Get those jugs that tell you how much you're drinking. Hydrating is very important. And I also wear a lot of sunscreen because, you know, we film like 12 to 14 hours in the day sometimes in harsh heat. And, you know, even when you're not in that kind of schedule, sunblock, even when it's raining, wear your sunblock, SPF. I like to go to the gym, and that kind of helps me like kind of free up my mental space and relax. And it's kind of like I said, me time. So I like to try to work out at least 4 to 5 times a week. My best life advice. Wow, I automatically think of Matthew because I think of his journey because it parallels so much to mine. I think in life, it can get hard. I think we get challenges and we can either let it shut us down or let it grow us. And with Matthew, you see that. And I think find your tribe because with Matthew, you see what happens when someone says, follow me. And you see this confidence that comes in him. And I think it's so important to surround yourself with community and people that support you, especially now in the social media times and the day and age where we're living. It's really important to have a solid community of people that can kind of lift you up when you need it, but also gas you up when, you know, it's time to get hype. But it's just really important because a lot of times we think we can handle things on our own. We think we can take all the burdens of whatever's going on, but you can't sometimes, and it's okay. So I want people to know it's okay if you're struggling. It's okay if you need help, because you're not alone. You know, I've seen that through Matthew's journey, through all our supporters who really find like they can relate to him and what he's gone through. And I think the outcome through his journey has been really rewarding. I'm actually heading to Utah to begin season 5, so I'm just really excited. Of course, I was saying we are now heading towards the end of the series, but I'm just gonna live it to the fullest. I love what's happening with Matthew in this season, season 4, but also in season 5. You know, I can't really discuss that, but you know, I'm just really excited for people to really see his journey and see how to apply it to their own lives and really just motivate themselves through it.